Someone once said, life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we respond. So what happens in you is often more important than what happens to you. This is David Pilch, campus pastor at Syracuse Adult and Teen Challenge, your pastor for the day. Our topic today is responding to the unexpected, and I am taking excerpts from the devotional, Enjoy the Journey, by the Reverend Bill Kirk. In 2 Kings 4:21, she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, then shut the door and went out. Our text today is a great lesson and illustration of how to respond to the unexpected. Elisha travels through Shunem and befriends a wealthy woman. The woman takes notice of Elisha's character and tells her husband, I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God. Elisha is given a guest room to stay in whenever he visits her city. Elisha then prophesies to the woman, about this time next year, you will hold a son in your arms. The woman gives birth to a son, as Elijah said in verse 17, and the son becomes very ill one day and dies in her mother's arms. Notice how the Shunammite woman responds. She goes up to Elijah's room. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God. Why did she go up to the prophet's chamber? Because the room where Elijah stayed represented the presence of God to the mother. It was where Elijah prayed and talked with God. It was a choice to focus on God's provision, not just the problem. She didn't curse God, blame anybody, or forget who gave her child in the first place. The woman flat out looked up to God and placed her expectation with the Lord. What's the lesson in this so far? The lesson is prayer is the first step in every crisis we encounter. Why? Because prayer will allow us to focus on the Lord and bring God into the picture. Prayer will spare us from feverish activity and calm our spirit. Prayer will align our hearts with the heart of the Lord. Prayer will keep us connected to our wisdom source. Then she goes down and places her son on the bed. This is one of the hardest things to do for so many people. Why? Because so often we want to hang on and be in control. But the woman sets an example for us. She places her burden down so that God can work. She relinquishes responsibility over to God. She believes that God is bigger than she is. She knows that God can do what she cannot. Remember, friend, worry is accepting responsibility that God never intended for you to carry. I'll say that again. Remember, worry is accepting responsibility that God never intended for you to carry. Not only does she go down, notice what else she does. Verse 21, she went up and laid him on the man of God, then shut the door and went out. How can the Shunammite woman shut the door and go find Elijah for help? Because she believed that God would work a miracle. She believed that the God of Elisha was alive. She believed that faith still moves mountains. Let's pray. Father, help us to let go and let you. Give us grace to release our grip and put our trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. This is David Pilch, campus pastor at Syracuse Adult and Teen Challenge, your pastor for the day.